Message number 20. Global plan to deplete world population and overthrow world leaders. Friday, November 26, 2010 at 0300. My beloved daughter, you will be sent guidance from a spiritual director soon. But remember, many of my followers are called by me, but not all accept. I cannot, as you know, interfere with free will, a gift to mankind. No matter. It is important now to continue with this urgent work so that my children will listen and be saved. The signs. Make no mistake, change is afoot, and shortly there will be so many signs that there will be few people on this earth who will fail to notice them. The signs I speak about are those which are being given through my visionaries, through the apparitions of my beloved Blessed Mother in Europe. Many people who open their minds and unlock their trapped souls will understand that this communication comes from the heavens. When my children see the miraculous signs which will be visible through the sun, they will then know the truth. Ignore the scorn, ridicule, and hatred that will be shown when people read the contents of this manuscript. The same thing happened to my apostles, who with the gift of the Holy Spirit produced their work. You too, my daughter, have been given this gift. Never reject it or doubt it. It is real, and you now know this. Your doubts have at last begun to fade. I will, as I have told you, send you help. Evidence of this promise is now beginning to unfold. I will also give you information of future events which you must reveal to all, including the disbelievers. What does it matter if they won't believe at first, because as events roll out they will have no choice but to acknowledge the truth. Plan to orchestrate a war. There is a vicious plan underway by world powers to orchestrate a war, the intention being to reduce the world's population. Pray now to help deflect the level of damage these evil people want to cause on Earth. Their stupid allegiance to the deceiver means that through the satanic powers they receive under his influence, they are determined to carry out this task at all costs. Plans to overthrow Pope Benedict. Plans are also underway to take over churches in various faiths, including the Vatican. My Pope, my beloved Benedict, is surrounded by those plotting his downfall. Other world leaders, unaware of the underlying powers hidden within their own ranks, are also going to be targeted with a view to toppling them. My children, wake up and fight. This is a very real war, unlike any war witnessed on the earth. It is a war on you, each and every one of my children. You are the target. The problem is that you cannot see the enemy. Cowards at heart, they don't have the courage to reveal themselves. Secret meetings. Self-obsessed, they meet in secret within your own community and are scattered in every walk of life. You will find them not only in the corridors of your government, but in your justice systems, the police force, business communities, education systems, and the military. Never let these people dictate to you how to pray. Watch how they will try to manage your life, and start preparing now for what lies ahead. Warning on global vaccinations. First of all, pray in groups. Pray for these people who are ardent supporters of Satan. Prayer will help to avert some of these disasters. Watch out for the atrocities they will try to inflict through vaccination. Trust no sudden global initiative to vaccinate which may seem compassionate in its intention. Be on your guard. Country by country, these groups are colluding to control as many people as possible. Fear not, because I will protect my followers who pray to me. Pray too for those brave souls among you who have decided to spread the truth. Many of these people are being laughed at, but they are speaking for the most part the truth. Stockpile food. Do not rely on food suppliers. Prepare now for the future. Start collecting food and planting your own. Stock up as if a war is coming. Those who do will be all right. Prayer and devotion will strengthen your souls and save you from these people's evil ways. Never let them control your mind or beliefs through their insistence on introducing laws designed to destroy families. They will strive to separate families by encouraging separation, including the promotion of divorce, sexual and religious freedom. Murder of world leaders. They will promote hatred between nations, murder world leaders through assassination, and capture people's liberty by forcing them to rely on their dictatorship. The wrath of God will shortly be seen, as He will not tolerate their wickedness for much longer unless these people who have chosen to follow their satanically inspired organizations turn their backs on this evil atrocity. Pray for them. Be careful what people in your countries you vote for. Watch how they are presented to you by the words they speak. Listen to those who are trying to warn you. I urge you to pray for those who don't, so that they may be converted, in order that they too can be saved. These events which I speak of are going to begin to happen shortly. Stick tightly together, keep your own food supplies ready, seek to grow your own vegetables and other survival items. This is a war against you, but it won't seem like it. Just be on your guard. Churches will be banned. Those of you who pluck up the courage to go back to your church, never be fearful of praying or showing your faith openly. For those of you who take my church for granted, then don't. For it is only when this very gift which represents your faith openly is taken away from you that the truth will finally dawn on you. And this will make you angry. My daughter, tell my people not to panic. They, my followers, will be saved and will be lifted with me into the clouds to await my new paradise on earth. They will enjoy my new paradise and will reunite with their departed families in this new eternal life. They must stay strong, pray, and show love for one another. Pray, 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 especially for those lost, deceived souls who have no idea what their actions will mean for their future in the next life. Those with lukewarm souls. For my other children, those with lukewarm souls, pray also. They must turn back to me, and soon. Children, for the love of one another, do not hesitate to warn these people of the truth. Show them through example the importance of prayer, so they too will not be lost. Stay strong. Never surrender to the army of the deceiver. Ever. Stand up for what you believe in. Protect your family now. Turn back to me. Pray my divine mercy every single day. For Christians everywhere, pray the rosary. Let my mother bring you back to me through her intercession. My children, I cry for you all and need my followers now to gather in force with me against this evil. Prayer is the answer. Your beloved Savior Jesus Christ.